Because this is the Hello Project Fan Fiction Podcast, the fourth installment. And this time we have a regular gang of six here. Gang of seven,
yay!
Actually.
We're a hexagon today.
Yes.
Actually, seven people. But...
Heptagon.
Okay, heptagon.
Septagon.
Wait, like there's seven? Someone's seven. Here?
You don't see yourself.
Seven. Oh, yeah, Dur.
Threw me off, too. Okay, so joining us today is Rokun. Say hello, Rokun.
Hi.
We have Yu-Chan.
Hello.
We have Essie.
Hi, guys.
We have Kuro.
What's up?
We have Junkie, who...
Hi!
He says that she's not going to talk much tonight because her throat hurts. And we have...
Yes.
Rail.
Hello.
And I am the sort of host, moderator, or usually fail host, Resop. And we... This is a podcast where we occasionally talk about fan fiction and often just simply talk about Hello Project in general or just simply sit around and bust on each other for hours on end. So, to kick off the festivities, we have a corner that we often do called... Obscure Hello Project News. And which news with a Z, of course. So, since the last podcast, it's been a couple weeks, so the news has been rolling up. So let's dive right into it. Okay. At the end of last year, they had the Generation 9... Morning Musume auditions. And two of the girls who didn't make it, Osuka Aina and Mugi Nami.
Shark face. Shark face.
Now, which one is shark face?
Mugi.
Okay. Oh, you mean Yuka.
Yes.
Now, two of the girls who didn't make it, Aina and Minami, have recently been signed to contracts as Hello Project X.
I'm eating eggs at the moment, now, Richard.
What's that?
I'm eating eggs at the moment, now I just had to be sick. Right, never mind.
Now, besides Shark Face, when Mugi originally auditioned, she also got the online nickname of Tragic Chan.
Serious?
On JPM mostly.
Ah, I see.
What's the reference?
Tragic Chan is just simply a reference to the fact that during her auditions, she could do approximately zero things right.
And not only that, if you actually watch the auditions, she pretty much cries after every single little thing.
So,
mm-hmm. So yeah.
But now...
So clearly she should show up as like a woo-woo character in My Stupid Family.
But she has chosen an idol name or an idol nickname now that she's become an egg. And unfortunately, it's not Shark Face or Tragic Chan. But instead, it's Mugi with two
eyes. Mugi.
Oh, God.
If we add just one more letter to it, we could change it to Mookies.
What's it?
I don't get it.
What was that again?
Moob.
Wait, so the
Moob.
The nickname that she gave herself was Mugu, right?
No, Moogie.
Moogie, all right.
Mm-hmm.
If you change a few letters and add an S at the end, you'll get Mucus.
Really gross.
Yeah.
A reference to her crying.
Yes.
Having her nose wrong.
I already gave her that name.
Yep, indeed.
Yes. Well.
And before we go on, I don't have anything against Moogie or whatsoever. I just like calling her Sharkface, like
okay.
Affectionately, you know.
I mean, her picture here on HO is pretty cute.
However,
like when she's not crying, she could be cute. Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm actually optimistic for Moogie's chances that after a couple of years of training with the eggs, that she might actually be an asset to the company. But not right now.
Yeah, definitely not right now.
If her, she have a couple years? Unless she gets stuck into a unit right away. Egg is kind of...
Well, yeah, I think she's only like 11 or 12, so she doesn't have to... She has the luxury now of not having to grow up in public.
That's true.
Now, one bit of trivia that's worth noting is the fact that even though five of the five quote-unquote finalists of the audition are now in Hello Project, there was a sixth auditioner who made the finals but was cut out of the Bijou Gaku special because she'd like... put in her blog that she'd made the finals or something. So technically, not all of the auditioners made Hello Project, but sort of all the finalists made it.
That's kind of sad. Cut for spoilers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So don't do spoilers. Now, speaking of Aina and Moogie, they, along with several other Hello Project eggs, including Miyamoto Karen, Kutsuta Rina, Takushi Akira, Kaneko Rei, Takaki Suzuki, and Nagazawa Wakana all auditioned for a position on Smilage Generation 2. And there was a massive, massive, and really boring and mind-numbing 3-hour video that was put out over Nico Nico streaming. They had pretty much the entire second level or third level or whatever it was audition, where they went through some 50 people. And I can say that neither Aina or Moogie should I don't believe either one of them are ready right now to be put into a group. I think that both of them would would greatly benefit from training. Did anyone else see the audition thing?
I did.
No.
I just saw a short clip of it.
Okay. Now, of the non-eggs, there were two girls who stood out, in my opinion. Ribbon Chan was number 801, and Frying Pan Chan, 1063. That I call her Frying Pan Chan because Her face looks like it was hit. It was smashed in with a frying pan.
Ouch.
Well, she has a very flat face.
It's a step up paper bag, I guess.
Or mucus.
But in terms of talent, I thought that those two stood out. And those, of course, at home, who want to watch 3 hours of mind-numbing video can find the Nico Nico audition thing on the Hello Online Tracker, I believe. So, since no one cares and no one...
Well, actually, even for Smileage, I've never really figured out why they wanted to put more girls into short skirts.
Because because then you'd have more girls in short skirts.
Yeah, so it's like a Smileage revolution, this whole thing.
Fresh legs.
Yes.
Their legs are fresher.
They just need one to stand out in the whole thing now, right? We found the person already.
Smileage is going to be HP's AKB48 sub members and all.
Oh dear Lord!
Now
they're going to go to like 12 members like instantly.
We've seen them in hot pants before. It's not all skirts. It's not all school uniforms.
I really don't think, though, that they can glean 8 people from the audition, to tell the truth.
I was just trying to exaggerate that. They're gonna keep growing at an exponential rate because of their supposed audition.
That sounds familiar.
We all heard about that one, didn't we?
I'm actually not getting the reference, Kura.
So growing exponentially is what happened, you know, at a Morning Musume up to 6th gen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then they just cut off.
yeah, for like, 2 years?
Then they crashed down to 5.
Well, it took a while to get them down to 5, though. Because, I mean, you got to think it took 6 years. Well, okay, it took 6 years to get down to 5. And they only added 3, 4? Okay, let me make sure. 4, 5, 4. Four.
Are you counting Koharu?
Yes.
I guess so. But
then it would be 5.
Eventually getting down from there, sweeping it down to 5. Mm-hmm. Like you got it down from adding 4, and then minusing off all the other rest that came in. Because I mean, in 03 was the biggest amount they had on stage technically. Mm-hmm. With K-chan's graduation. Then from 15, it cut down to just keep slipping by every year. And they didn't add anybody until Koha. Then they didn't add anybody until the 8th gen. And eventually it was just keep slipping until they... I was like, okay, yeah, we got down to 5.
Wait, don't 8th gen.
Okay, good singer. Okay, solo career. Okay, duo can come in. Okay, we can send them out that way.
Foreigners, jump else. Them.
What? I just came back.
Welcome back.
Oh, we're talking about how it took so long for them to go from
16 to 5.
From 6th gen all the way, and then like it's taken. Isn't that like? Is that like half their career is spent building and half of it has been just getting to this point of dumping people?
Something like that.
Okay, well, Speaking of Morning Musume, a former member of Morning Musume was in the news.
Kong Kong.
Well, besides Kong Kong.
Oh, okay. Okay. Kong Kong.
Probably got to be Kago, probably, right?
Yes. Kago Ai. On June. Oh,
that situation was... Ooh, that was pretty bad when she first got into trouble. Well, and then it just kind of snowballed. Slowly coming into... It's slowly coming into that train crash that many celebrities who reach fame quickly has approached.
Well, on June the 7th, Nikkan Sports reported that Kago Ai is having issues with her management agency over her contract. Additionally, it was also reported in a recent issue of Josei Jishin that Kago is living with a man in his 40s, written as A.
Something new?
A-kun?
In double quotes. Cool. The man is the ex-boyfriend of Tomomi Kahara. Kago has also recently denied on her Twitter the rumor that she is planning on making her debut as an AV actress. The rumors were started by sources close to Goto Yuki, stating that Yuki was going to do porn when he got out of jail and co-star with Kago Ai.
Oh, that's fun. That's a good rumor to put out.
All right.
They can call themselves HP Scandal.
Or EE Jump the Shark.
This.
So, I guess the rumor kind of developed legs for the only reason that no matter what sort of weird stuff you make up about Kago, there's probably plenty of true stuff that's much more strange than what you made up.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But somehow I actually don't see Kago doing porn.
I don't think it has come to that point, that's why.
Yeah, but I mean that photo book.
Other than the photo book and with some pictures being you can of her her legs, I guess, but I don't think it's come down to the point that she could be forced to unless she actually gets cut from the contract.
Well, the story is that she's trying to get out of the contract and sign with a different agency due to artistic differences or something.
Artistic differences? Okay. I guess we found, because she hasn't released anything in a while to prove that there's any type of artistic differences.
They won't let her DJ.
I can picture her in a porn.
You could?
Yeah.
What?
I can picture her going in there. I don't know. Just especially after those pictures. Hell yeah. And I don't like that.
Well,
I guess if you had to go take the path from it, you would just follow the path from the former AKB star that got into
Rina. Porn.
Yeah. Rina Nakanishi. AKA does Riko Yamaguchi, remember correctly?
What? I have no idea about her career after.
No idea. Either.
Well, I mean her actress.
I don't know.
I think it was Riko Yamaguchi. Damn it, need Tuffy here.
Now,
would be easier.
Now, for those people who want to see Kago Ai in a porn, there was a porn movie released several years ago, which featured Kago Ai and Nozomi Tsuji lookalikes.
Oh, yeah.
they always seem to do that somehow, some way. It's nothing new.
I remember there one being of Matsura Aya and what's her face? Abe Natsumi.
Yeah, oh, wow. Well, the Matsura one actually was pretty much the closest.
It was closest
in image. Other than that, because I think one right now who would look like kind of a puffed up Sayumi.
Don't know.
Yeah, well, she looks like a puffed up Sayumi. And she has the kind of the long black hair and kind of the facial features, but her body is totally bloated out. She's kind of wider. Mm. Wider shoulder than Sayu.
Well, I guess you'll just have to post pictures in the perf section.
Well, actually there's a picture of her in the perf section at this time. I just can't remember the thread right off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
I just post the URL in the chat.
But moving right along from porn, or at least I hope we are. In other former Morning Musume news, Goto Maki has announced that she will be stepping down from show business by the end of the year, stating that she did not know yet how to live for herself or some such.
Perhaps this has to do with her death of her mother. At least that's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe she needs time off to think or something.
That could very well be true. And hopefully she'll be able to pull through it and get her act together and pump some more scenery in future pay-per-views.
Indeed.
Now, and I guess we're still not moving on from porn yet, but I guess it's not really porn. But former Cute member Kana Arihana has released a second bikini DVD.
Okay, only bikini.
Oh, right.
Just 1 week before she turns 18, and the bikini DVD fans lose all interest.
Goodness.
the movement for 817 photo books have been pushed so far already, so it's just a tease for many people overseas that, ooh, hey, we can't do anything about this.
So, but now we are ready for the interactive part of our program, and hopefully it won't crash everyone's computer who's in on the conversation. Okay. To set things up, the Upfront girls are in the news these days. They have renamed themselves the Up Up Girls.
Up Up?
Up Up?
Can't they just say Up Squared or something?
I couldn't think of anything more.
Well,
they couldn't think of Sky High or something like that.
Well, and they also released a second YouTube cute dance cover, this time of Tokeiko Jojo. And
oh, okay, it took me a while to get what you said.
Okay, Jojo. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this will be the interactive part of the program. So those people following at home can also play along. So, What we can do is we can go to YouTube on our browsers and type in Up Up Girls in double quotation marks. The double quotation marks are actually pretty important because if you leave them off, they'll probably be on page 175. But with quotation marks, the thing that we're looking for is number one.
Yeah, I don't got that.
Wait, is this UFZS or not?
It's
I got the link. I posted the link.
So this isn't this isn't off of the UFA channel. And I think the UFZS ones were, so.
Well, in any event, it is the Up Up Girls.
No, I had to wait for it to stream.
Well, yes, we should wait for people to adjust the speed to whatever their computer can handle and to allow a sufficient amount of time so that enough of the video has loaded ahead of time so that it will play smoothly. And
okay, so hold on. Essie, Rokun, and Junkie know this about me, but I do this thing where I make everyone pause at 5 and then have them shout go.
Oh, dead.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, I used
to. Oh, Lord, not again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a suggestion. Everyone should pause at 5, and the unlucky one who's the slowest will have to say go, and then we play, and then we press play. How about that? There's a long silence. I'm not sure if I'm liking that.
I think mine is the slowest.
Well, either way, I'm paused at 5 and ready.
Me too, I guess.
I'm ready.
But I actually think it would work better if everybody on the podcast, maybe with the exception of one person, muted their video. So we don't have like 5 consecutive versions of the song playing out of sequence.
I think many
of them are using headphones. Yeah, all of us have headphones.
Like I was actually playing it earlier and no one heard it, so yeah.
I actually think it would work best if we all muted it. So
I think I have a different video than you linked there. It's the Tokaiko Jinjo video, right?
Yes, Tokaiko Jinjo.
I don't know what you're looking at. I've got the one from the Up Girls channel.
No. You have to put Up Up Girls in quotation marks.
I don't think they have their own channel.
Yeah, they do. It's I'm watching it right now.
No.
I actually just did Up Up Girls on Google and scrolled down to where there is a YouTube link and it took me straight to this video.
Excellent. Okay, so
probably going to be the same thing. But.
Well, the person who uploaded.
Is there a pretty suspended bridge in the background?
Yes. And it's the person who put it up was A0A0AFUL. If that helps.
Ow, waffle.
Oh, yay, it's done streaming.
Okay.
So are all of us ready?
Yeah, just go.
Okay.
All right, go!
Okay.
Okay, so. Now, the point of this interactive...
It's to talk while we watch.
Yes, yeah, it's a talk while we watch. Now,
not quite as in sync as cute.
Yeah, definitely not as in sync.
Now,
I'm not impressed.
Okay.
And the one on the far left is sort of off a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The formation change fail.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. Formation fail.
Yeah. So. But yeah, so it, that That would be the one with the shortest hair, Aori Manami. And, but...
She did the wrong movements, too.
She also seems to fail at what at least five of the other girls don't fail at, which is growing a pair of boobs.
That was lame.
No.
Really? I don't know.
No, that.
I don't know. Maybe they just managed to. All the members of Cure is better dancers or something. I don't know. Or,
That's kind of obvious.
Why put together a group that is specifically doing cover dances if they're not at least as good as the original?
Yeah, she's really trying to hide. But I'm trying to look at the others, and
they didn't practice enough.
Probably. The one who's playing Irie isn't too bad, though.
The
one in the center. I mean,
That would be the lettered shirt girl.
Yeah.
Okay, who's That one is Seiho Akira.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Okay.
I think the biggest difference, like what makes it look so sloppy, is like their posture is really loose. You know, like they don't extend fully.
Mm-hmm.
I think for many of them, it's the fact that their boobs are throwing them off balance.
Oh, God.
What?
So, on one way, they're like thrown. They're throwing their arm the other way.
Yeah, the one doing Irie is definitely their best one.
Okay.
Yeah. True.
Guess that's why she's doing Irie.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Brother Mai.
Okay.
The girl on the left went up too fast.
Okay. The girl in the black vest is doing Waimei, I believe.
She's not tall enough. No, just kidding.
That's kind of hard. The one on the far right should be. If you have to go by height reasoning, yeah. The one on the far right.
Yeah, the one on the far right is Morisaki.
I see.
And, the one the, doing Erica's part?
Yes, so.
Yeah. The black vest girl, the one doing Mimi's part is Sengoku Minami.
Oh.
Wow, I could. Wow, it usually would protrude a little bit more for her, though.
Yes, she. In this video, she had her boobs on lockdown. Okay, so that was the first part of our interactive. Now for the second part.
Bacon dance?
Bacon!
No.
Bacon.
No.
The bacon
discover. Dance de Bacoon.
Not dance de Bacoon, but instead search for Upfront Girls Hot Issue.
Aha.
Oh God.
Wait, are we watching the live version?
Oh,
or because like I have one up here. Is it
I hate that song.
I have one where they're like on stage and there's blue lights and stuff. Is that the one we're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
If someone finds it, can they post the link?
It's listed as UFZS here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just get the group. I don't get the girls.
Okay.
Okay, I am fearing this because if
they
could...
Just look up UFZS.
It
should be like the first...
Yeah.
Actually, Upfront Girls in quotation marks, hot issue... It's the very top one.
But yeah, if they couldn't even do Takaiko Junjo, then that means doing a K-pop dance would be like really
advanced. It's advanced.
It'll be awful.
4 minutes. How did she was in that?
It's not that bad, but
I have high expectations then.
If they were to do something like FX's new ABO, that's when I'll be really scared.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, SM is on a higher level.
Okay, so has everybody found the video?
No, I haven't finished streaming.
It has the title.
Is everyone else at 5 minutes?
I found the video.
I guess a little background. The 4 minute is kind of like one of those more gangsta K-pop groups. You know, where you know, SNSD or Kara is more like this. 4 minute is more American.
I think it'd be weird if they did Mirror Mirror.
Oh god, that would be
Okay, so now is everybody ready to check it out?
Something else I thought of, a good idea.
No, we're still waiting on Junkie to say go eventually.
Okay. Yeah, a good idea for
5 or 0.
What would be a good idea?
Having this where we start at 5 and say go, that way the viewers at home could participate too, so that when they watch this, we can just say go, and they can go and watch along with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I thought that's what we did.
Yes, so they feel special.
Are we starting at 5 seconds in, or are we starting at 0?
5.
5.
Okay.
What are we doing now? I kind of lost
because I think they start kind of before 5.
Yeah, but I think we can deal with missing a few seconds.
Yeah. Okay. Junkie, dearie, is it done loading yet?
Don't talk to me like that. Damn it.
Don't giggle at me like that, dear.
What the hell? I was embarrassed.
Oh, I can't help it.
Okay, it's finished streaming, Lola. Let me get to 5 seconds. And go! Okay, this looks awful. I don't know. It doesn't look like they're in sync at all.
I don't think so.
I don't think the original was that much. I mean, the original was kind of messy, too, so...
Well, it's definitely better than Takaiko Junjo, I could say
that. But I think they practiced this for longer because they put up rehearsal videos for it.
Mm-hmm. Now this one's missing Sengoku and Seiho.
Mm-hmm. I like.
Yeah, kind of obvious without Sengoku though.
There's not as much formation, like you know, the formation change aren't as complex, so.
Just bumped into each other.
Oh my god.
So awful.
Yeah, but the thing is, the stage is like ridiculously tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the stage is bigger, I think they do better.
I think I kind of fear that one.
It's so cramped.
It's so cramped. They could barely fit on stage.
I feel like I could sit like this routine. I feel like I could set like a smileage song to it or something, you know, and you know, like they do all this bouncing around.
Put too much energy in it.
Okay. Now for those who might not be able to recognize the people from video to video, the girl in the red is
Furukawa.
is Furukawa Konitsu, and the girl in the yellow dress is I believe yeah, it's Sakaine Azusa. and the girl who threw off her sunglasses was Saito Ayano.
Not a lot of people like Kanatsu, it seems like, so seeing she does doesn't do too bad.
Well, she does have her own thread on the perf section.
Yes, I remember that was the last Skypecast.
The others. I always managed to get something like that way.
So at least one person likes her.
Obligations, we must say. Like in about 18 days, there's another obligation we got to go through.
What's that?
Most definitely. A lot of people will be on top of that one.
Oh, yeah. Should be. Crazy.
Is that someone's birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
and go
into the countdown, and then you look at about 18 days, then you'll see.
So
torture is over.
Okay, so the torture is over. Okay. So the big question becomes now, which style suits UFCS / upfront girls / up girls / whatever they're calling themselves this week, girls? Wearing bras or not wearing bras?
How about wear bras?
Yeah, let them.
Okay. It doesn't affect their dancing as so much.
Or does it depend on the song?
I think it depends on the song and the style, of course.
Yeah.
Now,
from what I saw so far, I think they would be best doing like definitely nothing that has to do with waving because they suck at that.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't bad. I think they just practiced.
The girl in the center looked like she was spazzing.
Well, she was supposed
to. Oh, no, that's in the original.
Yeah.
It's just spazzing in the original.
But yeah, when they did their waves, like, it wasn't really fluid. So I would say a no to that. But they're pretty decent at, I would guess, popping and locking if they train enough for it, I mean. Like for Tokaiko, there's a lot of popping in there, but like we saw, the girl on the left sort of failed a lot. But yeah, I think with a lot of practice, they should be able to get popping and locking pretty down good. So I would recommend SM Entertainment dances for them, like Sonoshide, Super Junior, Shiny FX, maybe some of that. If they work.
There's no way they could do Shiny.
With enough practice, they can do it. They need a shit ton of practice to do it.
Like, don't even sleep.
Well, probably not Shiny, but maybe something more simpler like Sonoshide. But wait, never mind. They have a lot of weight in there, so not even FX. It's probably maybe Super Junior or maybe even a little Dongbang Shinki.
I don't think they could even do some of the more dance heavy stuff from HP, like the Otomaki routine.
Yeah, that's true.
Some boys touch.
Well, that's a one person song of that reasoning.
Which could be improved by having multiple people on the ground.
Oh yeah, that creates a very good issue, don't it, doesn't it?
Let the bodies hit the floor.
But yeah, with enough practice, I think they should be able to do it. I mean, they didn't have enough practice for their cute cover, obviously, but they did have enough, well, sort of enough for the 4-minute one.
They'll probably do 2-any-1. Their routines aren't that hard.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just as long as we don't see them doing, like, flips and shit like 2 p.m. or things like that.
Flipping around, taking her
out. Oh, that means the Momo Euro Clover songs are out too.
But then again, Cute sort of does flips and stuff in some of their stuff, so, Well, not some of them stuff, but, like, they did flips for, like, one of their concert tours. That was pretty fun to watch. They did.
Really?
Is it a recent one?
It was, like, 2010-ish, I think.
It was for the fall concert, the dance, what do I call it? The dance concert.
Oh, the dance. Oh, I think that was, like, Breaking, I think. From the medley.
Mm-hmm. The epic dance medley, indeed.
I didn't remember anybody doing a flip in that medley.
Yeah, that was more like Breaking.
No, Mimi and I think Chisato did a flip.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I
didn't remember that.
Well, mainly because if you watch the concert DVD, of course, with every single UFA concert DVD, the camera angles always suck.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one clip of, I think it was on Ustream, where they actually had a far shot of the entire thing, like no close-ups whatsoever. It was like a far shot to like show off the entire dance choreography, and yeah, there were flips.
Oh, okay, so they just simply missed the camera angles.
Yeah. Okay. Like, if you watch the DVD of it, like, you could sort of tell they flipped, but, again, the angle was, like, terrible that they chose to be edited in, but, yeah.
Oh, great.
I'm sure if you just looked up the Ustream Cute medley, you'll find it.
Oh. Okay, so moving on from UFCS... And staying with Cute for a second, Okai Chisato and Ishikawa Rika are in a new TV mini-drama, Tokusu Shirai, Aichi Police, which is like a two-minute program where they pretend...
Can you spell that? type it on the thing for us.
Are you going to give us a link?
I don't think it's on YouTube.
The regular title isn't all that important. The main thing is it's Aichi Police, and they play, like, it's a promotion for the Aichi or Nagoya Police Department.
All right.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd thing, but, hey.
Yes, it also features a puppet and some girl does, like, gymnastics and pro wrestling moves on would-be criminals.
Gotta read my blog translations, people. Okay.
No, we don't have to.
Well, you don't have to. You're an exception.
I'm special.
Yep.
Yes, I feel loved.
Not that was important in any way, but this is obscure. Hello, Project.
Something maybe not so obscure, but a little obscure and current about Cute as well, since we're talking about it. I don't know if anyone saw the My YouTube contest that was going on. Anyway, there was a My YouTube contest for like a fan voting for like the top YouTube group or something, and Cute won the contest for that. They were all excited about that yesterday, I believe.
Hmm.
Smileage actually was one of the top five as well.
Excellent.
Along with Funky Monkey Babies and...
excuse me?
Monkey Babies.
Funky Monkey Babies.
Fun Monkey.
Is this like a J-pop only thing? Or?
No, it is actually done, I guess, in all countries around the world. Let me get a link for you guys here.
I guess the K-pop people didn't find out about it. They rape those polls whenever they happen.
They do.
All right, if you check that, and it'll probably pull up the American one at first, unless you're Estria, in which case, who knows what it's going to pull up.
okay.
But you'll see Selena Gomez at the top, which is wonderful for America. But then in the top
right... Actually, no, I see something else.
Oh.
Well, Justin Bieber, maybe. And then in the top right, there's My YouTube Worldwide, and kind of click, and there's a little drop-down menu, click Japan, and you can see the voting, or Nihon, it's in Japanese, but you can see the Japanese flag.
For those playing along at home, We're talking about www.youtube.com/user/myyoutube.
Wait, where's
There's a South Korean one.
Yeah, there is.
It's from many countries.
Of course, Big
Bang. So if you're interested in Korea,
I'm still lost.
Shiny to
be. Okay, so at the very top, like on the top upper right hand corner under create account, there's this little blue dot thing that says my YouTube.
Oh, I found it.
That's the menu.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Oh, now it's in Japanese.
Yeah.
Why? I gotta put it back to English.
Well, then you won't see the Japanese artists.
Oh, okay, I see them now. Oh, okay.
And you can see the top five from the like default thing that comes up. It's some
Funky Monkey Babies.
Hey, Australia has the Wiggles.
They spell babies.
Top five.
I randomly got Kotokumi on top. Kotokumi.
And actually, if you click right next to, like, right below the where the My YouTube thing at the top right, you'll see a couple little buttons, and the one on the right is darkened. If you click the one on the left, which says, like, look at all artists, if you translate it from Japanese, if you click that, it'll show all of the nominees, and it'll show how many points they got, which I don't know if that means votes, but you can see...
They have Daichi Muyura. I like that guy.
Even Morning Musume was nominated, I guess, but they lost very badly. So.
No love.
Jason Derulo is randomly on there.
Yeah, there are a few Western artists. I think Selena Gomez is on there too, or something.
Smileage.
Oh. I'll be right back.
Okay, so we have this list, and I'm wondering where the hell is Monkey Magic? They should be on here.
I don't even know what this is. I actually just saw when reading Cute's blog yesterday or the day before that basically all the Cute members said, oh, we have a big announcement for the My YouTube contest that was going on, which I'd never heard of before. And they said, please look at Chisato's blog for more details. And Chisato finally posted... last late at night and told everyone that they won. So,
wait, where's the? Because like I'm. Okay. I'm on the US.
Alright. Okay, see Morning Musume, but they only have 403 votes.
Yep, that's cute. Had like 1,700 or something.
Oh, Jesus. I totally need to see what the Korean results are.
Me too.
Ouch.
Hey,
Bieber is in the Korean section.
Hi.
Korean section.
What did I miss?
Oh, we were discussing the youtube.com/user/myyoutube contest where... in the Japan section, Cute won the voting, and I think Smileage was also in the top five.
Actually, I think Smileage finished second to Cute in the voting.
Okay, well, that's...
If you look at the votes, it was them, and another one was pretty close, too. But...
Why are there so many Western artists in all the categories?
Because they're popular, I guess.
American culture is around the world.
Mm-hmm.
For better or worse.
Unfortunately.
We influence the world.
America, heck yes.
Wait, Shui is a Korean band. Now I gotta go see what the Indian.
Yeah, okay. I watched some of those videos. Those Indian videos are hilarious. Not now, but sometimes.
What the hell?
Well, However, no,
Shakira won in the Indian division.
What?
Oh.
There's only one actual Indian artist on there.
Okay, I think we need to start refocusing here.
Indeed.
Because we're kind of like going off the rails.
Okay. Messed up. They call it Shakira.
Okay, well, since I was talking, we'll kind of get back to a little thing before. Of course, everybody might know, or people might know, that today was the first day of the Summer HP concert.
Okay.
So, they have two versions for that. It's the Wow Wow and Yeah Yeah versions. And they have four set lists. Each version has two set lists. And no, I am not leading into Miyabi doing some voice touch on this. But what I am leading into is there is posted at least one place that I saw some of the fan votes results for the polls that they took leading up to the concert, which I talked about it with some people. I don't know if everybody else has, but there were some rather interesting questions, such as one is which member would probably say in Japanese, it's Okaeri nasai, Goshujin sama. Or welcome back, master. The best.
So, I like that question.
Another one is
everyone wants to do that, yeah. Nothing.
Which members seem to have an awful morning mood? Which member do you want to say, I'll spank you? And
sexy pajamas.
But,
what?
Yeah, it's in the thread. It's in the thread over here. There we go.
Yeah. And, oh, you've got the topic for it here?
Yep.
But
I wonder what everybody thinks of some of the winners of these. It looks like some of the more moe characters, maybe, like the Welcome Back Master one. You have Momoko and Sayumi and Yuka.
Oh, God.
The last thank you one, you have Tanaka, Reina, Ai, and Yuka.
So why am I not surprised?
Just interesting combinations, I thought.